to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. So in today's supermarkets and restaurants, genetically modified food, or GMOs, are absolutely everywhere. We use genetic engineering to make crops grow faster, grow larger, last longer on the shelf, resist pesticides, look prettier, and so on and so on. But are GMOs actually healthier for us? More and more evidence indicates otherwise. The Institute for Responsible Technology conducted a study where they fed rats a strictly GMO diet, and by the end of that study, almost every organ in the rats' bodies was being negatively affected. Rats aren't people, but we have a lot in common with them. So how might this be linked to the various health crises in America today? Cancer has become an unspoken epidemic in American health for decades. Why wouldn't our food supply play a central role in that? Or how about the dramatic decline in male sperm counts, or overall fertility, generally speaking? Maybe GMOs play a role there, too. In Austria, researchers found that mice fed GMOs had fewer offspring, and yet after all of this, the mass use of GMOs is directly subsidized by our tax dollars and by our laws passed to favor agricultural mega corporations. We've talked to attorney Thomas Renz a lot about COVID, about the election fraud, but he's also passionate about the dangers of GMOs, and he joins us now. Tom, how are you? Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show.
I'm doing great, and I got to tell you, we're at a time now where the reason for my passion is, you know, I'm a health guy, but also they're now integrating, and this isn't conspiracy theory. I'm going to talk to you about it if you let me. They're integrating mRNA vaccines into our foods. That is the next step. And they want to do it without disclosure. And so we're pushing for House Bill 1169 in Missouri, which doesn't ban them from doing that, but requires that they disclose it. They have legitimately begun the process of engineering and bioengineering foods to have vaccines, mRNA gene-altering vaccines in them. And yet, I'm going to tell you what's most shocking about this. We introduce a bill in Missouri, red Missouri, that all it does is requires disclosure and informed consent before you get any sort of a gene therapy or medical intervention. And the ag community is having a conniption because they don't want this bill out there because we've got the information. The Gates Foundation, their factory meats, all these different things, they're planning on introducing vaccines into people in foods without informed consent. So we've got a bill that requires disclosure, nothing else, House Bill 1169. And they are fighting it, including Republicans, not all of them. There's a couple of real good ones, but they're fighting it tooth and nail.
So mRNA vaccines going into our food supply. And I want to be clear here. The farmers are also throwing a fit. The lobbyists representing the farmers. If that doesn't tell you that this factory farming is, they've been compromised, right? I mean, they're obviously being made fat and happy, no pun intended.
Yeah, well, here's the thing that's worst about it, right? Is the farm lobbyists, corn growers, pork, a bunch of these guys, soybeans, they're all in there throwing a fit about this. But the problem is that the farmers themselves, the real farmers, the guys that are growing food in the field and raising pigs, they don't even know what's going on here. Right. So what's happening is these lobbyists, these soybean lobbyists, the Corn Growers Association, they're not representing their people. They're representing the Gates Foundation. They're representing these corporate farmers, these mega farmers who will be fine with it. If they actually cared about the farmers, instead of saying, hey, you can't pass this disclosure bill, what they would say is, hey, Big Pharma, hey, Bayer, Monsanto, guys who are making these seeds and making these injections for the animals, you guys, if you want to put this in there, our guys are farmers, not geneticists. So you have to indemnify the farmers from any harm caused by your product. That's what, if these guys cared about the farmers, that's what they would do. But instead, they're opposing disclosure, and you know what's going to happen is, because I'm a lawyer, I can just tell you, I'm going to be suing the farmers. When these GMO products start coming out, when these start people start getting these gene therapy drugs in their foods without disclosure, I'm suing the farmers. I don't want to sue the farmers. So I'm pushing for this bill because I would rather sue Bayer Monsanto.
That's right.
And if these trade associations gave a lick of care about their farmers, they would be saying to Bayer and all these others, hey, Gates, you want to push this? You got to indemnify my farmers. You tell them if you're going to say it's safe and effective, then you put yourself on the hook in case people start dying from this.
So, you know, what this just shows me that, you know, they've poisoned our food supply for so long, the processed food, the GMOs, and so now they're going to basically, they want to genetically modify the animals, the meat, and maybe that'll get those of us who decided not to take the, you know, the bioweapon. They're going to try to, you know, get us in the mRNA a different way if the vaccine shedding and everything else wasn't enough. But let me ask you this, because, knowing about GMOs, I've got a friend who's got a dairy allergy, can't have any dairy. Unless he's in Europe, what is that about? What's the difference? Do they have a lot of GMOs over in Europe?
Yeah, so the rules are substantially different between the U.S. and Europe. And a lot of people will go over to Europe. This is very anecdotal, but, you know, for example, I had a couple of friends that just got back from Italy, and they said, you know, we ate pasta every day and never gained a pound. Well, the foods are dramatically different. The rules for production, disclosure, all these things are dramatically different. You also have a lot more local farmers and things like that. In the U.S., our food has been attacked for quite some time. These GMO foods, you got to understand something. So I testified on House Bill 1169 before the committee and in the House in Missouri. And the response from the lobbyists was very interesting and telling for this, because what they said was, well, if we've got to label everything that affects your genetics, we're going to have to label a ton of stuff. Well, what's that tell you? These guys actually admitted on record before the House that these GMOs, these things are affecting our genome. They are affecting us. Now, how is it making us sick? I don't know. Where's the studies? I haven't seen any. They cover this up. The FDA should be all over this, but the FDA is as corrupt as it gets. You know, these guys are screwing around with this. These genetics are screwing around with biology. They don't know what that's right. going to do. I mean, they're just guessing. So, yeah, there's a big difference between Europe and the U.S.
Well, I mean, you know, you mentioned earlier you're a healthy guy. I'm wondering if a lot of the obesity, these GMOs have caused a lot of obesity. Feel free to speak to that. I mean, if you look at photos of, you know, the older generation or, you know, people who have since died, you go look at old photos, there wasn't this weight problem here in America that we have now.
No.
And obviously you'd also don't see that over in Europe. So I'm wondering if there is a connection there. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, a good friend of mine, Dr. Jim Meehan, does a lot of work on hormones and things like that. And one of the things that he talks a lot about is the testosterone levels in this country have plummeted. Testosterone, of course, being responsible for you know, making you more physically prowess, more physical prowess, but also a lot of the traits that make men men. As opposed to, you know, a lot of the wusses that we see
out
there.
We're the testosterone rates have plummeted, and we're giving it to trans women or, you know, biological females. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and children who we want to poison.
That's right.
You know, I would say to me, and I, you know, I'm not a doctor. I do a lot of homework on this. We do a lot of work with this, and I work with all the doctors. But based on what they've told me, you know, my job as a lawyer is honestly boils down to BS detector. And, you know, what it tells me is that there seems to be a concerted effort to damage certain things in America. I mean, why is it that the testosterone level is not dropping in any other country like it is in America? Why is it that we're not seeing the same health effects? They're trying to neuter us. They're trying to weaken us. This has been going on for a long time. You know, you look at John Wayne and compare him to, well, I don't know, pick your wussy movie star today. You look at your Clint Eastwoods. You look at, and I know this is very anecdotal, but if you look at our forefathers, you know, men that were actually men, now you compare it to the wussified little weenies who need safe spaces so they can go cry. I mean, Yeah, listen, something's going on. Something's going on. But here's the thing. If we're able to pass, and I hope everybody watching this show, please call your House rep and your senator in Missouri and tell them you want 1169. Everybody, we need people calling. If they don't call, it's not going to happen. We need to put pressure. It's a red state. But if it passes, depending on the language they use, we might actually get to the bottom of what's going on with some of this.
So you say it's 1169. Is that a House bill in Missouri? Do they deviate House bill, Senate bill over, up in
Yep,
Missouri?
it's HB 1169. It's 2 pages. No rioters, no corruption, no sellout. It was just an honest bill that requires nothing but disclosure and transparency. Yet we've been told by these House reps that this is one of the biggest bombs to hit in Missouri in decades, and they've never seen the lobbyists more opposed to anything. Here's the question: why? Why? And why are the ag lobbyists so opposed to us knowing what's going on in our bodies?
Unbelievable. Attorney Thomas Renz, we really appreciate you breaking it down for us and telling us about this really interesting bill in Missouri. It does need to pass, and especially anything that big ag and big pharma is against, we obviously are for. So
Yeah.
really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. The Stu Peter Show coming back next.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Are you having a hard time losing weight? Do you think that your metabolism might be just weak or completely broken? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then you need to know about a 30-second morning habit that can put your metabolism into overdrive and help to trigger the fat loss of that stubborn fat that you can't get rid of, no matter how you diet and no matter how much you work out. Sculpt Nation, one of the fastest growing brands in the fitness industry, has launched a new and improved version of its best-selling thermogenic formula, Burn Evolved. Burn Evolved 2.0 has just hit the market, and it's now made with several research-backed and patented ingredients. Thousands of their customers are already raving about it. What's unique about Burn Evolve 2.0 is it works by activating certain receptors, which means that it helps your fat cells release that stubborn fat and use that fat for energy. It's a powerful mix of ingredients for anyone who wants to fire up their metabolism and keep their appetite under control while dieting and exercising. Simply take 2 capsules in the morning with a tall glass of water for a boost that will get you through most of the day with no crash and no jitters. Right now, my listeners can try Burn Evolve 2.0 for up to 50% off by visiting theshred.com/stew. It's a special limited time offer, and it's backed by a lifetime money back guarantee. It'll work for you, or they'll give you your money back, guaranteed. Just head over to theshred.com/stew. Again, theshred.com/stew.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Protect yourself from the psychopath lizard things that want to take your kids and touch them and groom them and molest them and traffic them. The psychopaths who want you to inject yourself with a deadly bioweapon, and then they want to incapacitate you by taking all of your food away by the food supply shortage, and then come for your money and your guns. Protect your money with gold and silver from Goldco. The imminent great financial reset that resets the electronic banking system to zero, it's going to happen. It's the only way that they can have ultimate control. But if you have gold and silver, guess what? You're set. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Also, if you mention Stu Peters when you call Goldco, $10,000, up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account. Call him today, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show continues right now.
And welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell filling in for Stu. So, America has 50 states. Some are conservative, some are liberal, but really no blue state has the concentrated demonic energy that emanates from the government of the state of California. I mean, it goes beyond having bad or self-destructive policies. It's really like every year the California legislature gets together and tries to think up the sickest possible things that they can foist upon the people that are still dumb enough and depraved enough to live there. California has some of the most liberal abortion laws in the country. You can basically murder your child up to the moment of birth there. So California Democrats are asking themselves, why not let it go after birth? No, we're not kidding. Well, actually, California already legally allows that, by the way. A bill passed in California last year legalized the killing of babies born alive up to 1 month after an attempted abortion. The law outright bans the state from investigating any, quote, perinatal death due to causes that occur in utero, end quote. The perinatal period refers to the period before a birth and then the period after a birth up to 28 days. So the translation there is if a born alive baby dies up to 4 weeks after being born, and the stated reason is that, well, they were injured in an attempted abortion and finally dies, then California, the state of California, cannot investigate it. So that's ghoulish, that's demonic, but now California is making it even crazier. California Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks has introduced a new bill called the Birthing Justice Bill, which legally redefines the perinatal period to last for an entire year after the end of pregnancy. Now, part of the reason for doing this is to simply expand more state welfare programs aimed at mothers. But another impact of this is the infanticide-enabling evil of last year's bill increases 12-fold. So we could literally see children born after a botched abortion, and it would be legal in the state of California to kill them an entire year later. California isn't an unpleasant state. It's an evil state, and if you live there, you need to get out now. And we're not done. The state is so psychotically committed to abortion that state Democrats are enraged that anyone might try to present a woman alternatives to killing their children. So another bill in California, in the California Assembly right now, is AB 315. This bill targets pregnancy centers by trying to punish them for so-called misleading advertising that suggests they offer abortions when they don't. To help the law cause as much harm and harassment as possible, it also gives private actors the power to sue over it, and it imposes a $1,000 fine per violation. Of course, in the internet age, it's trivially easy to find thousands of violations for any pregnancy center with online ads. And also, the reason they're irate, the real, true reason they're irate, is that pregnancy centers work. They convince young women in a difficult time in their life to choose life and not murder their babies. And in California, they just will not accept that. Also, California's law is also flagrantly unconstitutional, stripping pregnancy centers of their free speech and due process rights. But when you really think about it, a state that has no qualms about infanticide, it's really hardly a surprise that they don't care about mangling the Constitution either. Susan Swift is the Vice President of Legal Affairs at the Right to Life League, and she joins us now to talk more about this. Susan, thanks so much for being with me as I guest host the Stu Peters Show.
Thanks so much, Paul. It's really a privilege to talk to you and to Stu Peters' audience. Thank you.
Absolutely. What do you make of this? What do you make of this? These California Democrats, they are obsessed with murdering babies, it seems.
You have done your research very well, and in your open, what you explained is exactly spot on. And you explained the infanticide bill, AB 2223, which is now law, and the perinatal period due to causes that occur in utero. And you also explained the next bill, brought by Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks. Again, these are bills to purportedly advance funding, as you said, to help lower income women access doula care. That's what the birthing justice is all about. And it's all written in the reproductive freedom birthing justice. We want to make sure that BIPOC, you know, people have the same access to care. And so what it's doing is trying to direct funding to doulas who can then help. But again, as you've already pointed out, and as we've noted on our website, which is righttolifeleague.org, righttolifeleague.org, we've broken down the question as well, does the redefinition of perinatal period in that bill, which I believe is 583, does that impact the rule that's already established now in AB 2223? Will that extend the perinatal period so that the state can just avoid or ignore deaths of babies born alive and who happen to die within the first month or the first year? So that you're absolutely right. You've done your homework. And this is indicative of the radical mindset of pro-aborts in California. It's not good enough that we can kill babies up to birth. No, we have to be able to kill them beyond birth. And blame abortion. Abortion is being used as a justification for infanticide, for child infanticide. And I'm not surprised, because what they're doing is what the Supreme Court told women in 1973 in Roe versus Wade. The Supreme Court gave women the right to kill children in the womb. That's what the Roe versus Wade decision did. Now it's been rolled back. Now it's been corrected because that decision was in error. But that we've now seen about almost 50 years of a right to kill children. So it's not surprising to me that we're seeing women targeting children in schools and shooting them, because it's okay to kill children in the womb. We already know that, according to an errant court. And now we have cases in California and other states that are trying to reestablish Roe versus Wade, that idea that it's okay for a woman to kill her unborn child as a fundamental right. They're trying to bring that back in states. So we're in a battle of good and evil, as you said. And the evil is abortion. It is the targeting of human life from the moment of conception, from the moment of that God creates that life. These ghouls in various state legislatures want to be able to kill that life and snuff it out before it's even born.
Yeah, I mean, it is absolutely evil. You're right. And, you know, you mentioned these states are in many ways, they're reacting. They're heaping condemnation upon themselves, by the way. So you have the Dobbs decision. It comes down, you know, the left melts down. You know, we're coming up on a year. Well, not quite, but in June, it'll be a year. And, you know, this incredible, really almost a reprieve, that this was an incredible miracle that finally this thing we've been working to end at pregnancy resource centers, outside of abortion clinics, and the left has a meltdown, and they clamor for the Biden administration to do something, right? Many people thought it was going to be an executive order. Maybe he still tries to do that. Instead, though, what did we see from Biden? We saw him, his immediate response, in my opinion, was to use his personal police force, the FBI. He starts targeting Christians who have been very effective at trying to convince women. By the way, it is the loving thing to do to tell women that God does not want them to murder their babies, especially right outside abortion clinic. It's actually an act of love saying, hey, you don't want to do this because this is a grievous sin. And so Joe Biden sends the FBI, his personal police force, after somebody like Mark Hawk, right, who miraculously beat all of the charges against him, these trumped up charges. But in the meantime, his family was traumatized, his kids were traumatized, as the FBI breaks down his door, you know, in an early morning raid and arrests him. And so that, to me, that was the left's first response from the Dobbs decision, from the overturning of Roe versus Wade. And then all of a sudden, they realized that all of these states have these trigger laws that went into effect. in my home state of Arkansas, our trigger law went into effect. So when Roe was overturned, you know, our laws were basically the way they were in the 70s before Roe versus Wade kicked in. But then you've got Illinois, New York, and California. They feel like they have to overperform in a way. And in their response to Dobbs is to get even more radical. I remember, Susan, when I first got into talk radio, 10, 12 years ago, long time ago, I read this paper. I was on local radio, and I read this paper from Australia, and it was a paper arguing that a child isn't really sentient until they're 2 or 3 years old, and so it'd be okay to kill them. And I remember at the time, you know, people were saying, this is sensational. This is, you know, this is just some evil outlier. It's not, though. It's not. It's now here, and the left, they've become so depraved, and they're so far down this slippery slope of depravity that now they're advocating it, and here in California, they're about to be able to kill a child a year after it's born. It's incredible.
It is, but I also wanted to remind you of what else the Biden administration did early on in 2021. What they did is through the FDA, they have almost dropped all of the safeguards against the chemical abortion procedure. The FDA has, they're called REMS, Risk Evaluation Mitigation Strategies, which are purportedly there to protect the health of people who are taking medications. And what the Biden administration did is to remove those restrictions so that women can, originally it was, they blamed COVID. They said, well, women shouldn't go into a clinic and actually have a face-to-face conversation with a doctor or a nurse and date their pregnancy with ultrasound to find out exactly how far they are along. We want to make sure that they can get these chemical abortion pills by simply telehealth medicine, so that you can, you know, type in and you can estimate the date of when you had your last period. And if you're wrong, well, who's going to check? That's why we had ultrasound dating, to make sure that these horrible medicines that actually starve a baby to death, that's what the chemical abortion process does, starves the baby to death. And then it induces premature labor, uterine contractions, so that the woman literally delivers the dead or dying baby into her toilet at home. That's what a chemical abortion is. They call it a medication abortion because that sounds nicer, right? I'm taking medicine. It's actually starving the baby and then expelling the baby. They wanted to make sure that women didn't have to actually go in person to have that very important gestational dating. We know what the chemical abortion pill does to babies. It kills them. But we want to make sure, at least purportedly according to the FDA, we want to make sure that the procedure is safe for women. And that's why we had gestational dating, because you can't do this past about 12 weeks gestation. That was removed by the Biden administration so that women can estimate and it can all be telehealth. Nobody's checking anymore. And then Biden's administration went even further and said, oh, we're going to allow you to get this prescription filled at Walgreens, CVS, or Rite Aid. So now you can just call in to your clinic or wherever you want to do it. They will prescribe the medication, this deadly medication that risks women's health, right? And you can go to Walgreens drive through, pick it up, take it home, and you can abort your baby into the toilet. That's what these are, what the Biden administration has done. And they're helping, that's helping the states. That's why you've heard in California, Governor Gavin Newsom has been threatening to boycott places like Florida, because Florida has said, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, don't you sell those prescription medicines, the chemical abortions. Don't sell it in our state, because we have restrictions on the use of chemical abortion. It has to be prescribed by a doctor, et cetera, et cetera. And now Gavin Newsom has been saber rattling and saying, we're going to boycott Florida unless they allow for this women's health. It is so crazy. So the Biden administration is in collaboration with these very radical pro-abort states to make sure that the killing of babies in the womb continues unabated. And I'll tell you why. Because chemical abortion makes up more than 54% of all abortions, according to Guttmacher Institute study in 2020. As of 2020, chemical abortions are the majority abortions in the United States. It's probably more than 54% now, because we're 3 years after the survey. So that is the new abortion cartel. It's like Big Pharma. They're teamed up together and they are very determined to make sure you can abort your baby in the first trimester using chemical abortions. And we really don't care about the safety or the health of the mother so long as, you know, she can go and get the abortion pill, because that's where the money is. That is exactly what Biden's administration is helping these states do, to make sure that the money continues to flow through Big Pharma, the abortion cartels, to kill human beings in the womb.
And that basically would just turn CVS and Walgreens, I mean, you'd now have an abortion clinic on every corner, basically.
Absolutely. And it's a staggering number of abortion clinics all nationwide. I believe it's around 80,000. I'd have to double check, but every CVS, Rite Aid, or Walgreens can essentially becomes a little mini abortion clinic dispensing chemical abortion drugs. And if you want any more information about the side effects, the potential dangers to women, you can go to abortionpillinjury.com. abortionpillinjury.com. That is an educational website that we have created at the Right to Life League to inform women that they have a risk, that they face a risk. Again, I hate to say it, never mind the baby. We know what the chemical drugs do to the baby, right? But what about the woman? There are serious side effects, including death. We know the FDA has admitted that at least 28 women have died in conjunction with taking the abortion pill. We know that because the FDA admits it. You can look at the Mayo Clinic. This is all sourced material. So you can go to abortionpillinjury.com and it explains in a very short video exactly what the risks are that the FDA admits. And this is something that women are not really not aware of. They're still believing the lie that the baby isn't a baby. It's just a clump of cells. They're not educated about this because, again, if most women, and these are also through Guttmacher Institute surveys, if they knew that baby was a baby, if they didn't believe it was a clump of cells, most of them would have kept their child. They would never have aborted it. So this is about keeping a population ignorant so that the abortion cartel can profit. And that is why we need to explain what abortion really is, that it is the killing of an unborn human being in the womb for the purpose of killing. It is not health care. No. It is not health care, because if it were, we would be talking about delivering the woman, and that can be done in mere moments. And even in those very extreme cases where we're talking ectopic pregnancy or preeclampsia or something that actually endangers the life of the mother, which is like less than 2%, that can be done in mere moments, whereas if it's in the second or third trimester, it can take days to effect an abortion to save the life of the mother. Mm. So delivery is the quickest option. It saves the life of the mother, and it also allows the chance for that baby to survive.
I mean, we have, and I mentioned this earlier, you know, that it was a miracle, in my opinion, you know, when the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, but it's not over. Okay, just because you have Christian red states that now are protecting the unborn, I think we have to fight for a national abortion ban. I don't see, feel free to respond to this, I don't see, maybe we're just using different terms or have different technologies, but we're really no different from the Aztecs sacrificing humans atop the high places or ziggurats. That's my opinion. So do we, and then these pregnancy resource centers respond to this as well. They're still, I mean, they're doing the Lord's work, getting a woman into their door, showing them the ultrasound in many cases. A lot of these pregnancy resource centers also have mobile ultrasound units, you know, where they'll go into, maybe bad neighborhoods and they'll help women show them what they have. They actually have a life inside of them, and they'll choose life when they see that. So you're right about the ignorance, but don't we need a national abortion ban?
Of course we do, because the Supreme Court wasn't brave enough to go further, to look actually at the Declaration of Independence, which says that our rights come from God, not government, and that our Creator has endowed us with certain inalienable rights, that means rights you can't strip away, including the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, in that order. And I believe if the Supreme Court had actually looked at the Declaration of Independence as an informative source, perhaps they would have said, well, the right to life is a foundational issue for our country. That is what our Constitution is built upon. Because if we don't have a right to life, we don't have we the people. We don't have the right to then bestow our rights upon a government. So I think that the issue of right to life is an absolutely foundational issue that informs our Constitution. But our Supreme Court wasn't ready to go that far. It is a court of limited jurisdiction, after all. And so if it feels like, well, we can't speak to that, we're going to put it back to the states. And that means we absolutely must clarify for judges and for our legislators that we, the people, demand to protect life from its inception, that we recognize the sanctity, the humanity of all human beings, born or unborn. This is a civil rights issue. In addition to a religious issue, we know what the religious arguments are, but even if you set aside the religious arguments, if you look at the science, follow the science, we know that life begins at conception.
Absolutely.
When an egg and sperm meet, and that is undeniable, and that unique DNA is created, and that if left alone, that unique DNA evolves and grows throughout the next 80, 90 years. You are that same person. You have the same DNA at the moment of your conception as you do right now. We're all clumps of cells, breathing, living. We all are. And we are denying that to a certain class of human beings simply because they are in the womb. And that cannot be allowed. And as a civil rights issue, if we are going to protect different ethnic groups or different genders based on their unique DNA, why aren't we also protecting the unborn? And it is absolutely time for an amendment to the Constitution that clarifies that so that we can protect all life from the moment of conception.
Yep. I mean, this is slavery revisited. It's deciding who are people
absolutely.
And who are not people. And it used to be, you know, Dred Scott, well, the color of your skin, you're not a person under the Constitution if you have this color skin. And now it's you're not a person until you're out of the womb. And then California's like, well, maybe you're still not a person. I mean,
yeah,
it's disgusting.
You're not a person.
and to your point about the constitutional amendment, yes, we need a constitutional amendment. And then after that, we need to build a national monument and we need to erect it in Washington, D.C., and it needs to be a monument to the millions of children who have been slaughtered in this genocide since 1973. And we need to never forget what we allowed to happen. And we need to look at what we allowed to happen for as long as we did.
We need to put that monument in Sacramento, California, because most of all of this starts in Sacramento. I mean, the first therapeutic abortion bill was in 1967. It was called the Beilinson Bill. And that is actually when the Right to Life League was founded, because concerned citizens, doctors, and lawyers went up to lobby then Governor Ronald Reagan in 1967 and asked him, please don't sign the Beilinson Bill. Please don't sign this first therapeutic abortion bill. And when he understood what abortion really was, he was very dismayed, because he said, I've already promised the other side that I would sign the bill, but I promise you, the Right to Life League, that I will never again sign another piece of pro-abortion legislation. And he kept his word all the way through his presidency. That what starts in the national debate on abortion is in California. That's where this battle will be fought and won. And that's where we need to put a monument to the aborted, the 63 million or more, it's probably more than that, mm-hmm. of aborted babies, human American citizens who have been slaughtered on the altar of progressivism or wokeism, whatever the ism is.
Depopulation,
it is radical,
you know.
Exactly. But it is a pro-abortion mindset. It is anti-humanism, because we know that that is their goal, that they want to empower the killing of innocent pre-born human beings up to birth and beyond. And that needs to stop. But we have to fight this battle in California, which is where it all starts. Look, we're looking at, you know, Gavin Newsom. He might want to run for president. Heaven forfend. But you see that it starts in California. They are groomed and grown, you know, they are set as political possibilities in California. And yeah. From California, they go to the Congress or the Senate or the presidency. That's where it starts. And that is why people in California, we need to start engaging in our local systems and at school boards and political activism to reclaim our state, to reclaim our nation from these pro-abort radicals who want to kill human beings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree, and I really appreciate your time. Susan Swift with the Right to Life League. The website, again, is righttolifeleague.org, correct?
That's right, righttolifeleague.org.
All right. Thank you so much, Susan. It's great to meet you, and look forward to doing it again sometime.
Thanks a lot, Paul. God bless
Alrighty.
You.
Don't go anywhere, folks. Back in just a moment.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
While everybody around you seems to be getting dumber and dumber by the day, easily distracted by the bought and paid for media that is compensated to distract them, looking at all of the shiny objects and UFOs and China spy balloons, you could be getting smarter. You could be doing better. You could be busting through those distractions and performing at your cognitive best. Go to Nootopia.com/Stu. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu. Nootropics brain supplements, 100% legal, totally natural, 100% safe, non-addictive. They actually make you smarter. Process information better. Be more driven. Be more creative. Be more focused. Nootopia.com/Stu. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today. One of Dr. Zelenko's last innovations was Z-Flu, and it's finally here. This flu season could be one of the worst in decades, and pharmacies are running out of ways to fight it. Instead of relying on them, arm yourself with Z-Flu. Z-Flu uses high-quality elderberry paired with vitamin C, D, and zinc to keep your immune system at its strongest. Trust the name that kept you safe during the plandemic and protect yourself this flu season. Buy Z-Flu today at ZStackProtocol.com.
And welcome back. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. So during the pandemic, institutions and businesses everywhere instituted mask mandates. Of course, we know now what we knew then. Masks do not work. But this didn't stop the Orwellian group thinkers. They mocked and ridiculed those of us who refused to wear what the government and mega corporations told us to. If you're one of those who resisted wearing the political symbol for stupidity on your face, congratulations, you passed a very basic IQ test. That, of course, was the first test, a foreshadowing of the next test, which was the fake vaccines. But back during the height of COVID hysteria, there was no stricter enforcement of mask mandates than hospitals. Hospitals transformed overnight from trusted institutions that provide life-saving medical care to money-grubbing remdesivir death camps where, thanks to masking, medical staff could carry out these horrors with their faces covered. The masking stripped human beings of their humanity and no doubt made it easier to shut up and follow orders all while hiding underneath a mask. Atrocities, I guess, may be easier to excuse if you don't have to see your face when you look at yourself in the mirror. Today, Texas Governor Greg Abbott tries to position himself as a hard right protector of liberty. But more than once, he's failed when put to the test. One of those failures during COVID was when the state imposed a mask mandate in all of its hospitals. One doctor, Eric Henson, stood up against this tyranny and fought back. He refused to enact a mask requirement in his clinic. He refused to comply with this unjustified and, again, now we know 100% unscientific mandate. Dr. Henson was correct, but being correct will not go unpunished in today's tyranny of lies. Henson was hauled before the Texas Medical Board and stripped of his medical license. not for any malpractice, not for having a bunch of dead patients, not for committing any kind of real crime, just for not wearing a mask. Now, we have to emphasize how ridiculous this is. Dr. Henson is an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Patients who are there with ear, nose, and throat problems have difficulty breathing, but the state wanted Dr. Henson to forcibly mask them up anyway. And because he said no, a 30-year career gets burnt up on the sacrificial pyre of COVID lunacy. Paul Davis is Dr. Henson's attorney. Paul Davis joins us now to discuss this case in more detail. So, Paul, first of all, thanks for being on the Stu Peters Show. Welcome.
Yes, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you telling this story.
Absolutely. You know, no one is covering this. We want to hear, your side of the story. So, when did the Texas Medical Board actually strip him of his license?
It was Tuesday.
Wow. So Tuesday of this week, his license is gone, all because, you know, 3 years ago at this point, he decides to stand up against this mask nonsense.
Correct. And it's, you know, not only did they strip him of his license, indefinitely on Tuesday, they're not even giving him a wind up period at this point. He has patients needing to go into surgery that can't find another doctor last minute. This is a very rural area. He's the only doctor in this area. So this is actually causing a hardship for patients, but they don't care because to your question, this started 3 years ago when the mask mandate came out in Texas. And, you know, it was a Governor Greg Abbott executive order. And the Texas Medical Board adopted a rule that required physicians and their patients to wear masks. Dr. Henson knows masks are harmful based on years of scientific research, peer-reviewed studies, and they're not effective to prevent respiratory viruses from spreading. So he said, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to put my patients in harm's way. I'm not going to harm my patients by requiring them to wear something that will cause disease to build up in their airways.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that not only are they not effective, the masks are not effective, but they're also harmful. I think that's something that we lose sight of and we forget what this did to our kids, that were forced masking in schools and everything else, let alone hospitals and doctor's offices. I went to a doctor's office, tennis elbow, and it had been, I avoided the doctor basically the entire time, COVID was going on. And it was just amazing how Orwellian the whole thing seemed. They were still trying to, get people to wear masks. They were still doing all of this stuff that is meaningless and doesn't work. And you really just, the old adage, if everyone would, jump off a bridge, would you do it too? Apparently the answer for most people is yes, we would. We would just all jump off the bridge.
That is what we found out in the pandemic. It is insane how many people went along with this. And you just see the medical establishment in this case, just parroting the talking points that we see on social media. For me, the real, just the scariest thing about this is it's just another example of governments just completely exceeding their authority. You know, whether that be the Constitution, your state constitution, the Texas Medical Board had no authority to impose this type of consequence on Dr. Henson for refusing this mask mandate because Greg Abbott's order, the maximum penalty you could give anybody was $1,000. But they heaped all this, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of Texas medical education he would have to take, an exam that he would have to take. And they basically just wanted him to bow down and grovel and say, oh, please let me keep my license. I'll do anything. I'll do all this, and he decided, to his credit, no, this is wrong. You don't have the authority to do this. I'm not going to comply. And for that, they stripped him of his medical license. They
have I can't believe this is actually happening. But this is not the first time I've heard about the Texas Medical Board. There's a very popular podcast called Dr. Death. I don't know if you are familiar with it. But
heard of it.
Those of you that aren't, it had to do with this neurosurgeon or this surgeon who maimed and destroyed the lives. He didn't even know how to do surgery and was just such a narcissist that he was, just destroying people's insides. And it took... And the Texas Medical Board didn't want to do anything about it. I mean, it took two doctors putting their careers on the line to get the Texas Medical Board to actually act. Those were actual crimes, and yet the Texas Medical Board is quick to go after this guy, all because He won't wear the clothing that they want him to wear. I mean, this is not about the masks. This is about authority, and this is about control, isn't it?
Well, that was clear in the hearing that I attended with Dr. Henson, where I represented him on Tuesday. The, you know, just tyrants on this disciplinary panel did not care that the science, what they didn't care about actual science. They didn't care that people were being actually harmed by the Texas Medical Board's policy. All they cared about was that Dr. Henson bow down and grovel and do whatever they told him to do. That was clear to me, because they had no answer for hardcore science that's been proven. Masks don't work, and they actually cause disease.
The same blank stares you get when you bring them evidence about the vaccine, killing people or harming people. You get the same blank stares. People don't want their preconceived notions to be challenged at all, because it's so widespread, and they don't want to have to actually look themselves in the mirror and admit what it is that they were either directly a part of or complicit in. No one wants to take responsibility, for their actions. So what can be done now? I mean, you're his attorney. You're representing him on Tuesday. Is there legal recourse here, for Dr. Henson to get his medical license back and continue practicing?
Oh, absolutely. We are going to sue the medical board into oblivion and the specific members. I mean, so to kind of give the legal background here, they initiated this proceeding against him in 2020. The lawyer that he got was actually at that time was a former Texas Medical Board lawyer. And this lawyer, in combination with some of the members on this board, told Dr. Henson, look, this will all just go away if you just sign this letter. And if you don't sign it, we're going to report you to the national database for doctors. There's a name for it. I can't remember the exact name for it, which would ruin his practice. He wouldn't be able to get insurance. So they basically put a gun to his head, an economic gun to his head, and said, sign this or we're destroying you. Well, that was the, so he was just like, okay, that was the agreement that required him to do just, an insane amount of CME and all these burdensome things. And, after that, that's when he came to this point where he was just like, wait, they can't even do this. Like, this is not legal. I'm not going to comply. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to file a lawsuit. We're looking at the proper venue and jurisdiction and all of that right now. But we are going to file a declaratory judgment action saying that this agreement that they made him sign to make him do this, it's not enforceable at all. It was procured by duress. It was procured by fraud. They told him things that are not true about it. And his own attorney apparently was complicit in this. That's what it looks like anyway. And then we're still, digging into that. But then they didn't have the authority to pose this discipline. So they can't just do it by contract. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the rule, get this, the rule that they relied on to punish Dr. Henson, apparently they didn't even go through the proper procedures to adopt this rule. They didn't have a public comment period and the things that you have to do. So we're going to hold them accountable and we're going to get him his license back. So.
This is true in a lot of instances, but specifically with the medical industrial complex, these licensing boards are supposed to be there to protect the public, and they're not. They're essentially now mob-like, mafia-like shakedown organizations that are doing the bidding of the communists above them, and quite frankly. So I understand there is a give-send-go link. Is that correct? Because you guys need help. I mean, Dr. Henson needs help with his legal expenses so that you guys can hold these corrupt medical board officials accountable, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The Give, Send, Go is pretty easy to remember. It's just, givesendgo.com, and it's Stop Medical Tyranny.
Okay. That's really good. Stop Medical Tyranny. givesendgo.com/Stop Medical Tyranny. That link is in the description of this Rumble video, ladies and gentlemen, as well as the standalone video that will follow. I want to give you the last word, Paul. I don't know if I've ever interviewed somebody with my first name as well, so it's kind of weird. What are the big takeaways here? What's the 30,000 foot view about this entire situation, And why do everyday average Americans need to be concerned about it?
Yeah, I mean, the reason this is important is because we have to hold the line. We can't let government bureaucrats like this just do whatever they want. We have laws in this country. We have a constitution. They must be followed. Otherwise, all we have is tyranny. So here you have a Texas medical board way outside the bounds of their authority, imposing tyrannical mandates that aren't even for the good of the public. It's just basically, do what we say or else. And they have, we cannot let these organizations do things like this and exceed their authority. Every time they do it, they need to be hit with a lawsuit. Otherwise, they're not going to care if there's no resistance. They're just going to keep doing it. So this is a battle, I think, that is very important because they're trying to make an example out of this.
And you said that it's not just the medical board that's going to get sued. It's also these men individually are going to get sued, correct?
We are going to sue the individuals responsible because, this is outrageous. And it appears that there was a lot of malice involved. I mean, you should have seen this hearing. It was a struggle session.
Is it on video at all?
I don't think there's I'm sure the Texas Medical Board probably has a recording of it. We will be requesting that in discovery, obviously. But we don't have a recording.
Yeah. Well, and if you get it in discovery, you need to upload it and you need to share it and, blast it everywhere. And I'm sure, the folks at the Stu Peters Network would love to help you do that. So.
Oh yeah. No, it's very entertaining. They did not care at all that they didn't have the authority to do this. They're just like, we're doing it. And that's what the government is doing. That's what the Biden administration is doing. We don't have the constitutional authority to do it. We're just going to do it. We're just going to take your guns. That's where this is going.
That's right. They're just daring us to stop them, and we have to stop them. We have to.
That's exactly right.
Attorney Paul Davis, really appreciate the fight here. Thank you for coming on the Stu Peters Show. Let's keep us updated, and let's do it again soon, okay?
Will do. Thank you so much for having me, Paul.
All right, folks, that Gifts and Go link is in the description. You certainly want to check it out. The Stu Peters Show continues here in just a moment.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Try CBD from Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L. Curable.com is my CBD company. There's all kinds of things that you can treat with CBD. Just go to the internet, the web of things, and take a look around. I'm telling you, migraine, headaches, and allergies, ADHD and Parkinson's, joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, all of these things, try CBD, plus anxiety and stress. If you're dealing with those things, try the tinctures from Curable.com. You'll get 20% off site-wide. If you use the promo code STU at Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, 20% off using promo code STU at Curable.com.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
Welcome back. That's all the time that we have for the Stu Peters Show. I want to thank Stu for allowing a guy like me to guest host this great show. I want to thank the Stu Peters audience. I also want to remind you that on Saturday, okay, yesterday we told you Friday, but on Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern, here on this Rumble channel, there's going to be a group watching, a watch party for Died Suddenly at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then at 10 Eastern, there's going to be a Q&A with directors, with the producers of Died Suddenly, and the cast. This is going to be a big event, and you don't want to miss it. Again, that's Saturday at 9 o'clock, a watch party for Died Suddenly, and then afterwards, a Q&A with the directors, the producers, and the cast. My name is Paul Harrell. Thank you so much for watching. Good night, America.